3207 Potnets Bayside LLC seeks a variance from the separation requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the southwest side of Hill and Wood Road. The 911 address is 34140 Hill and Wood Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 2, Lot 22. The applicant is seeking a 7.24-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot 21. We have one letter of support, one letter of opposition, and nine mail return.
The applicant present. If you would please come forward, we'll have Mr. Sharp swear you in.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Tunnell, 37527 Golden Eagle Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours. Good evening.
I'm here representing Potnets Bayside LLC today to seek a separation distance variance between a proposed structure on Lot 22 on Hill and Wood Road and the shed adjacent on Lot 21. So first, to start, we submitted a survey here of the proposed layout of the vacant lot, showing that the location of the proposed structure, deck, shed, and then the distance from the shed next door. So the proposed structure, the lot is irregularly shaped. It's bounded by water on the south side. It's narrow, and the building footprint allows us to put the smallest double-wide manufactured home that we could possibly fit in the envelope. So our proposed structure fits within the building footprint, so there's a 10-foot setback on all four sides of the lot. And the only thing we are seeking is the separation distance. Because the house, the proposed house that fits within the building envelope on the lot is 12 feet from the shed on the adjacent lot. So we're seeking a reduction of the separation distance from 20 feet to 12. And really, we looked at alternatives prior to filing this variance of, was there a way to relocate the shed on the existing lot adjacent to this property? And there really wasn't. There wasn't a location that really made sense for the shed to move. If it moved back, it was close to the water. It was blocking views. The shed has been in that location for at least 20 years. We've gone back in Google Earth images, and it's been there since, really, from, you know, longer than I can remember it being there. So we looked at, number one, can we move the shed on the existing lot and get it out of that separation distance? And we really couldn't, so we thought the variance was the only path we had to put a house on the lot. And so really, these lots, this is one of the first sections of Potnets Bayside. So this community was started in 1962. These lots were probably built in 1963 or 1964, prior to any zoning rules, prior to the planning and zoning being in existence. And historically, in these areas, we've been able to try and really get creative with home placement and things. And we really, this is our last resort effort, is coming here seeking a variance. And there's only been a handful of times in the past, probably 10 years, that we've come in Potnets Bayside with either a setback or a separation distance variance request. So those are really the unique circumstances around the lot that don't allow us to do anything else with it. It's been vacant since about 2015. It had a small home that really was in about the same footprint as what was there. And then we're looking to put something back again within the footprint, the building footprint allowed on the lot. The only issue is the shed that's historically placed on the adjacent lot that encroaches on the 20-foot separation distance. That's about all I had to present. If there's any questions, I can answer.
Questions from the board?
Well, when you say you considered moving the shed on the adjacent property, who owns the adjacent property?
The homeowner that leases the lot on that property.
So you just tried to talk to them about moving?
We tried to talk to them, and I believe there is a letter of support in the file from them that, after talking to them, they were happy with this idea of keeping the shed there and doing the variance versus, we've done that on a couple other lots where we've had an issue like this, but the lots were larger, where we were able to pick up a shed at our expense and move it for a homeowner to then put them in, you know, in the proper, you know, location, and then allow us to not have to file a variance and meet all the current guidelines. But with this lot and the unique circumstances around the way it's shaped, and lot 21 next door, it's actually bounded by water on two sides. It's got water to the south and to the east. It's not shown. If we saw a full drawing of that lot, it's actually bounded on multiple sides by water.
Okay, so they weren't interested in moving it, but they're not opposed to this structure being that close to it.
Yeah, and it was that close to the house that was there prior to us removing the house that was there 12 years ago, somewhere in that range.
In the house that you have in your packet, that was there previously, it looks like that was an attached porch that was attached to that.
It was a
single wide
home with an additional. It was an attached porch, yeah. And I don't know if that was conditioned or not. I'm not 100% sure, but yes, it was an attachment.
So the proposed double wide that's going in there won't have anything on that side. It'll be the deck's going to be to the front of the.
It'll be all enclosed structure, and then the deck is on the very front.
And there'll be no set of steps or anything on that side or anything else that will.
Coming out of that, no. The proposed steps would be out of the front and the rear of the home. There'd be no steps on the side.
Excellent. Thank you.
So everything's within the building restriction line. You're just hampered a little bit by the encroachment of the shed on lot 21.
Yeah, we would keep the proposed structure within the building setback lines. On that.
Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have a question. When the home that was originally there, was there any drainage issues? I know the letter of opposition is concerned about drainage with maybe a larger home being placed.
Historically, this area, I don't remember of anything specific. I know we've done a number of drainage upgrades out on the Hill and Wood Road and historically, as we've repaved and upgraded the area, but I don't know of anything there specifically.
Questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor, if you would have a seat in the front, please. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13207? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13207? There are no other further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. Move that we approve case number 13207. For Potnuts Bayside LLC for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does have a unique condition, being placed on a curve and with the water in back of it. They're replacing basically the same size house that was there. This exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
A second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Kingrey?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, case number 13207 has been approved.